False. Now, why not think about you? See God's patience on your life. See God's long suffering on your life. See God's perseverance on your life. Until you see this true definition of life found in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What else could you have been doing right now? What else makes sense? What else? Oh, what else? What else? Oh, my sister. What else? What else? What else? What else? What else? What else? Thank you because... Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No words can describe, but thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. These ones are not wasted. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. How are you doing, everybody? Okay. I missed you. Good evening. Amen. I've done God so no. Now I'm kneeling down before you. I say, I missed you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. When you stand up, I will stand up. If you don't stand up, I won't stand up. Tola, long time. I've not seen you. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Matthew 28. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Joy. Say thank you, Pastor Joy. It's okay. Don't put rhymes, eh? Amen. Glory, glory. Start your names off that microphone. Oh. Oh, you know, that's a lot. He said it's not just a story. It's a sound of a victory. You see? You know, it takes a lot for you to read the Bible and not to see it like the yellow book that those guys gave us. Amen. Just read the Bible and whatever. How are you doing, sir? And not to just... No, it's just good for you to... I mean, it's just funny that the same things we read before, and it looks like... Oh, awesome story. Oh, Jesus. Oh, he died. Hey, he rose. Oh, wow. Yes. Yes. Herod, I will do Obi for them. Yes, he rose. And that's all. Rita, how are you doing? But, Izzed, you are there? You come and sing that song alone here. When you are here, you are not a pastor. You are a choir. Clear? I didn't even know she's there. When Bradusha is there, who is he? It's a drummer. Huh? Say it again. The drummer. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So much. Matthew 28. Okay. What did I preach last? No, leave that one for less. Let's not go that direction. Amen. See our bodies are blessed by God's power. Say I have saints beside me. Say I have saints around me. Say I'm assured of good health. I'm assured of strong days. So that's the series 2 of that one. We are finished it right like that. That's part 2. Okay, Matthew 28, verse 18. Okay, I didn't finish. Can the Bible be wrong? So we have to continue. Amen. So that will be part what? Okay, series 3, part 10. Okay, it's a long service. Just as long as I can go, you will stay. Just sit down here, I will stand up. Don't worry. Okay, Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. 20, teaching them to observe all things Whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen, amen. Okay, look at that word. Pay attention. He said, teaching them to observe. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Teach all nations. Okay, that word teach there, that is where we got discipleship from. Just follow me slowly. Where is Judith? So that word teach there, that is where we got discipleship from. Okay, now it's a Greek word, matiteo. That is matiteo. Matiteo. Okay, so now by analyzing by grammar, I will just be going slowly, but I know you understand me. Analyzing by grammar, that word means to be discipled, to instruct, to teach. So that's that word, to the teach in verse 19. That's what I'm first explaining. So it means matitio. It means to disciple. It means to make a pulpit. A pulpit. P-U-P-I-L. P-U-P-I-L. Who can tell me difference between a pupil and a student? Pastor, I need Anki. Who can give me the difference between a pupil and a student? Just feel free. Brakin, how are you doing? You are Jesus and said, I mean, black and white. Thank you, thank you. Yes, feel free. You can check the dictionary. Awesome. So, okay. So, what can you infer further from that? Sir Eunice? What can you infer further from that? Paracletus? I missed you. It's okay. So, what can you infer further from that? So, describe what happens in primary school that in secondary school universities that they kind of let you be. Is cognitive reasoning. Where well, like this?
Come up with the whole new principle for what is taught, but it's really like downloading them. You are giving them straight
up. What has taught? Who has taught? Of course, that's the only work available in Abuja for now. Who has taught primary school student? Okay. Who has taught nursery? Hallelujah. If it's patronizer, she's selling good things for kids. Okay, so look at what Star Uni said. She said in students' cognitive reasoning, you are made to, they just give you small, you now go do the research, peruse, explore, read. Although in you're only to read maybe Nelson, not Nelson Mandela. What is that biology textbook again? Nelson. It's chemistry Nelson. Nelson or something? Abio is chemistry. No, Abio is chemistry. We don't have Abio is chemistry. Okay, you remember modern biology?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So then you should remember piano, KK. But do you know Abbott?
Yes.
So, your lecturer may teach you with PNOKK, or in fact, some people will just teach you with key points. No, but a student will now go himself and do the research, go left, right, go a bit deeper. But a pupil is simply relying on everything the teacher said. For instance, if you suddenly meet Bubu saying something, a language you don't understand, who do you ask? Ask Vivian. Right? They don't get everything at that stage, everything they get will be from the teacher, right? That's a pulpit. So, and actually, that's the slant of the Greek word that is being used there. It said, go and make people a pulpit. Listen to me carefully today. Make people, say, go to all the world. It's like, go to all the world and create primary schools for me. See it like that. Go ye to all the world and create primary schools. Primary for me. Are you with me? Okay. So now that is analyzing that word by grammar. Now let's analyze by usage. That means how often is this word used? I didn't want to go to the root word. Now see Matthew 13:52. You see, that was just used three more times. That is four times in total. See Matthew 13:52. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed, that's the same Greek word, instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man. So that I'm just explaining that word, instructed, is the same word as teach in Matthew 28. See, same Matthew 27:57. Matthew 27:57. Matthew really focused on this. Matthew 27:57. And when the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' what? Disciple. That's the same word, Matthew there. It was Jesus' pulpit. Lastly, Acts chapter 14:20-21. Acts 14:21. Acts 14. Okay, are you there? Okay, see that, and when they had preached the gospel to that city, and had what?
Taught many.
They returned again to Lystra. That word taught is the same word as martitio, to disciple. So, we just finished analyzing by grammar, then by usage. How is that word being used? Now, what of by context? The context of discipleship right now will be found in the entire book of Matthew. Follow me with your heart, please. I'm really going somewhere today and try not to leave too early. The context of discipleship, you will find it in the entire book of Matthew. In the entire book. Okay, for instance, let's assume, okay, we have plenty makeup artists here, Pastor Tola, Star Eunice. Let's assume Star Eunice is doing things. She's doing a makeup for thing to be put on Instagram. Let me catch you. I'm joking. It's doing makeup for her. And Starita is there observing. I know she doesn't like makeup. After Star Eunice is done, he now told Rita, go and do makeup for Juliet. How will Rita do makeup for Juliet? The same way, okay, she saw Eunice do makeup for, who's the first person? For Finn. Are you with me? So if Jesus is telling them to go and disciple people, how would they know how to disciple people? How Jesus discipled them. How Jesus discipled them. Where's Brother Lamidena? I've not seen his. He's hiding somewhere. Huh? Where's Brother Kimbino? Your face has really changed. That was 4 years. Is it 3 years? Welcome. So, how Jesus made them is how they will make others. Don't forget, in those days, I didn't think there is a dictionary that they will be carrying up and down, say, ah, disciple, let me look at the menu so I can know what to do. They will simply do to others what they have seen Jesus do to them. So let me now throw it open to the house. Let's mention like five things. How did Jesus disciple them? Feel free. Pastor Shem. Long time, sir. How did Jesus disciple them? Huh? Okay, she said long teaching. Well, you are right, but you are only a bit... Yes? Mom, she's right, please. Next. Feel free, or else the service will be very long. Huh? Prayers. Okay, he taught them to pray. Okay. Agreed. Next. He separated them, right? He called them to himself, right? Okay? Finny. Sorry, I'm calling you Finny. In the only one. How are you doing? Awesome. Okay. He called them, and that is actually the first thing. Okay? Remember the calling of James, John, Peter. Peter, he was fishing. He called him out, right? John and James, they were fishing with their father. He called them out, right? So then we know that he taught them. Let me follow what I wrote in my notes here. So, firstly, he called them out. Then he taught them longer than the crowd. Longer than the crowd. He called them out. He taught them longer than the crowd. He explained more to them. In fact, he prayed more for them. And there is... Okay, should I take it again? He called them out, right? He taught them longer than the crowd. He explained more to them. He prayed more for them. And also, he sends them out. Is it 4 points or 5 points? He sends them out. This is exactly what you are to do to the world. So, like the disciples of Jesus, which one do you think that means the experience, let me just say it straight, the experience that Jesus gave them, okay, is the same thing they will go and give others. Is the same thing they are to take out. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no commission to go into all the world and gather people to worship me. Right? How many of you love experience? Huh? I like it too. It'd be lying there. I like it. No experience. I like it. It's awesome, right? Bring Ron Connolly, bring Alibaba, bring all of them. Mix them together. It's okay. No problem. It's okay in context of badness. But there is no such commission. Say, I am a music minister. I just want the world to worship God. It's not there. Are you with me? The only commission, like Brother Remy in Kaduna said, he said the last words of a man are actually very important to him. So, therefore, when Jesus will be leaving the earth, did he tell us to go and organize prayer meeting? Let people pray and let the problems of the nation, let's do national revival. When I quote 2 Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, if my people who are called by my name, we humble themselves and pray. They're even patting it already. Turn from their wicked ways. Are we here from heaven? Dubai did not pray that such prayer. They are prospering. So, what do you think the prayer is talking about? Most of the things we do in the name of God, God did not send us. What he said is go to all the world and make people a pool pee. Not a lover of the church. Not a lover of Jesus. I just want, what do you call it? Which type of worshippers? We love worship. No. heavenly worshippers. Oh God, that's somebody's ministry, yeah? Amen. I just want heavenly worshippers. I just want, you know, what's the name of your owner? Remind me. I just want, you know, help me, huh? Zion? Yeah. Okay. I thought that is unison. No. I just want people that will just, let's just come and just worship God with one voice. He didn't send you. That's just the issue. He didn't send you. Amen. Also, don't forget, in that same discipleship is the miraculous. Jesus did the miraculous. He sent them to do the same, right? Amen. So that should be number 6 points right now. Also, we have a commission for the miraculous. See, I have a mandate for the miraculous to teach and to do. Come on, say, I have a mandate for the miraculous to teach and to do. Amen, amen. To teach and to do. To teach and to do. Sister Peace or Pastor Peace, whichever your name is. You know, whenever you are at home, you know, it's good for us to be seeing your face. For the days shall come when you shall not be at home. Amen. Okay. They are to call people to themselves and make them a pulpit. I know you have written that. You make them a pulpit. That is the meaning of the church. That is the meaning of the church. Remember, that should be maybe purpose of the church or priorities in Christianity. When we asked, what is the church? Is the church just a gathering of believers? I know Pastor Joyce still even mentioned it some days or weeks ago, that if believers right now, Henry T and his entourage, just gather together in his shop there, and they are working and they are doing, are they all believers? Yes, but is that a church? Not necessarily. So a church is defined by the activities that happen there. Amen. Just like right now, somebody is coming out of that room. Sarkoe is looking. Okay. Anyway, she's an usher anyway. So a pulpit will focus on the learning. Because we are only privileged to have a venue where they are not disturbing us. We could have been meeting under the tree somewhere where there is cars are passing, people are smoking weed close to you, and you are smoking Jesus. No, not smoking Jesus. Taking Jesus, yeah? Behind you. Are you with me? Hope you know, if for instance, what if we have a disco? You know, you are still lucky that you have a body of Christ on top of you. What if you have a disco? And that's the only available venue. We have been looking for a new venue in Mina for more than a year. We have not seen. We should now see one that is partitioned with Satan. Satan is there, you are here. What will a pulpit do? He is focused. Hallelujah. Say, God has called us to focus. I'm sorry, that is the church. So, now, guess what? Hope you know, this is actually now, let me now mix that the student part and the pulpit together. Hope you, what do you think is the real joker behind university education? What do you think is the real joker? The difference between university education and secondary school? Ma? Beside? Research? You think you don't do that in secondary school? You don't know jet quiz? You don't know jet quiz, jet club, all those, science club? From you know, all these lawyers, you don't know any. Because you have done court of bar, they are putting bar everywhere. Even somebody that we don't know how he got to the bar. An actor for that matter. You honorary bar. It's a bar in African magic. That's serious. Okay, back to my question. So what do you think is the real joker behind tertiary institution? No. Sir? More knowledge. You are right. But something, there's something that is there that is totally different from secondary school. Okay, maybe because we have part-time, full-time. The thing has confused. What I knew by university is... thank you. Is that separation? Hope you know, that separation from your family, from your acquaintances, from your fears, from your, hope you know, if you are going to covenant, hope you know, even your mother that paid for your school fees cannot come and see you anyhow. Right? At least they are the best, one of the best 400 universities in the world. And that's awesome. So, like, even your own parents cannot come and just see you anyhow. Say, yes, you paid for her, but she's here to study. Right or wrong? It's only people that went to OAU that all your gates are open. Or Unsuka that there's no... So they are the ones that... It's so funny. Then anytime I'm just passing by, I just call all of them. Ah, are you there? Esther, are you there? Come. Just come out of the gate. It's very easy. So that separation. So it's already a skill in man. I mean, something that men already do. I don't think you want to study aeronautic engineering or stuff like that and you say, no, I will do it. I will do it online. I will be going every day. You come back from school, come and wash plates, come back. No. That's why the serious students in school, after class, what they do? They come home, they do prep, they go back to library, right? From library, they don't go to an NFA crando, they don't do SUG, all those SUG, Bralami, those people. So, but you see them, they devote time all night. Amen? Jesus has called us to the same devotion. If every church decided to treat the church of Jesus the way it ought to be treated, people will have no other choice than to comply. We must stop creating alternatives. Lesser alternatives, okay. Oh, yeah, these people, they will not really understand. Let us try. Let's make it a bit more. No. Your brother will say, it's the person that sent us a message that we fear, right? We don't fear who you are. Who can interpret it correctly? Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, for the sake of concentration, you are detached from your acquaintances, from your friends to know God. From your, of course, when I say detached, it does not necessarily mean that you will say, "Mommy, bye bye." Everything in context. So, the discipler ensures the disciple disciples others. Write that down. It's part of it. It's part of the commission. The discipler now ensures that the disciple also disciples others. Do you get that? That is your 2 Timothy 2 verse 2, right? The things that you have heard of me, among many witnesses, what do you do? The same. Commit unto faithful men, they will be able to teach others also. That's from one to another. So, that's taking the work further. This is what Jesus calls a church, not just a gathering of people. Think about it. What was the last instruction to Peter? In John. How many times did Jesus tell him, feed my sheep?
Three times.
Which other instruction do you have in the Bible that is written three consecutive times? There are very few that you can find like that. Three consecutive times. Feed my sheep. Say, do you love me more than this? Say, yes, you know I love you. Okay. No, Peter before, he told Jesus, say, don't worry, I can die for you. Anywhere you go, I will go. Jesus said, don't die for me. Don't cut Marcus here for my sake. No. What if you love me, what must you do? Teach, disciple people for me. Are you with me? Thank you. Disciple men for me. Oh, Jesus. No, a lot of people have some very funny idea about Jesus. Like Jesus is is the God in their cupboard. Oh, first, I don't get all that. It's my Jesus. When I'm worshiping him, first it was what? Fragrance. Then it turned to what? Fire. You know, my worship is my what? How do you fight about? That is it. Say, sir, this is my God. Sorry, I love your song. Don't get her. I'm just using those to describe somebody that just personalizes. The guy is just trying to say, I think he's just trying to quote Josaphat. I know he doesn't like the guy. I don't know what he did for you. So he's just trying to quote Josaphat and victory stuff. So I didn't say you should sing it. I'm just saying that is him. But for all this world fragrance, then the dodo now burn, right? Sorry. Then he turned to fire. So that's where I'm going. This is how I win. You are not serious. Jesus never called you to win any. It's my battle. It's my God. This is how I praise my God. So just like somebody that came to this church, say, God told me that I didn't send to that church to do exam. Then God will not send to the church. I'm serious. He said, God said, I didn't send you here to come and write. He didn't send him here to come and write exam. So what did God send you to come and do? To come and marry a girl. And the plan failed. Hey, Jesus, hope this is not. Sabis, can you cut it off? Amen. Sorry, don't mind me. No, it's so funny. No, it's okay. What else do we do here? Say, God sent. That is parakoe, right? To hear a means, right? What is parakoe? To hear, by one man's, you didn't hear very well. Akoe, you didn't hear very well. I'll refresh Romans 5 for you later. You didn't hear very well. How do you say you hear that? God said, go to a different assembly. Yes, sir. Go and do what? Go and do, be their drummer. So, what I'm saying is Christianity is not personal. Let's write that down. It's not personal. It's not personal. Three times, feed my sheep. And unfortunately for your flesh, although fortunately for your spirit, you have met people that will not even give you any alternative. I don't have it. Do you have it? No? No? So funny, I was playing Unique Song some days ago at work, and the man just said, wow, see talent. I was going to see talent. I said, you should market these people. I said, See, like this thing, you should sponsor, say market. Say this is how we lose Christians to the world. If you don't market them, they will become Celine Dion. Which one? I said, yes, let her become. I'm very literal. Say you should market them. Market. I'm like, So wow. Somebody even brought a market here. We destroy the market. Selah. You brought the album. We took the album, give by a pastoral duty. Glory! Glory! That is it. That's Bible. Yeah, you want to teach, you want to dance for the Africa? Don't worry. I didn't even talk much. Just sit down. Keep writing. And one day she just opened her eyes. She's a pastor. Yeah. Well, now go and be doing album now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say we cannot have our own Christianity. A lot of things, 80% of what the modern church today is doing is recent to this new century. I'm serious. I am very serious. We don't even have praise and worship as a part of service normally. Go to if you have any videos of Kenneth Hagin, all those, why they sing. They sing as a demonstration to demonstrate the things of the Spirit. They sing to either to remind of something that pastor has said, something like that. It's not you want to collect offering time, blessing time. Everybody get up. Somebody say, Baba. Baba, Baba. Baba, Eshe. Eshe, Eshe. Eshe, Baba. Eshe, Baba. Where do we get that from? We will not tell some people, we will not say, every church is doing it. No, every church is not doing it in 1960. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm going now. Every church is not doing it in 18. Oh, Two of them are confusing me. This is awkward. This is awkward. You have to do awkward in this church. Which one you want to do? You're welcome. When do you come back? Awesome. You are the... Ha, God. Okay, I think by the time three of them marry, we will know the difference. Okay, thank you. So, like, we cannot have our own. And the root cause of all this problem is awful Bible interpretation. That's where I'm going today. It's awful Bible interpretation. So, therefore, in the Church of Jesus, we must put up the attitude of a pulpit. We must put up the attitude of a pulpit. Pulpit. Mark chapter 4. The attitude of a pulpit. Some people think I'm actually a very sadistic, sarcastic, I mean, what that person that is just doesn't like fun, doesn't like anything. Where's Brashy? Go and ask him the things we have. Things we have done. Tokwela will be coming. I will set all night. But are you around when Tokwela came to church? Huh? Will all night. Hey God. They will not finish the service. I will not remain back in church. I will not ask myself, so is this all? Something is missing though. That is after the program. I will not wait here. So all my sweat for the past three weeks. Go around to a lab bag, get instruments, set up. So I said, oh, so this is all. We have done. See, she has gone. Ah, wow. So then all I just said, ah, now wow. Now we'll go and be praying. I don't know much. Say so we cannot have our own Christianity. So see Mark chapter 4:24. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. Take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. Again, unto you that hear, what will happen to you? More will be given. Meaning, you are the one to determine what you get from God. You are the one that will determine, I am the one that will determine what I will get from God's word. I am the one that will determine. That's Mark 4. I'm the one that will determine what I will get from God's word. In fact, I wrote it this way in my notes. Anything God has and he is not giving you is what you refuse to take. Anything that God has and he has not given you is what you refuse to take. Because he is saying the attention you place on the word will determine what will come back to you. The measure you meet, Amplified Version will explain that better for you. It shall be measured to you, and unto you that ear shall more be given. Hope you know we have hearing and we have hearing, right? For instance, when they are playing football, there is commentary, right? But do you really focus on the commentary or on the match? That means normally by the time the match is done, you can't remember almost half or more of the commentary, right? So, why are you hearing the commentary? But why are you really hearing it? Mm-hmm. So now we have two hearing, right? You can hear and not hear. Get that to that later. You can hear and not hear. You can see and not see. That man in Matthew chapter 17 that brought his sick child to Jesus. Jesus was still there. You know what he said? He said, well, if you can do anything, please help us. What was Jesus' response to him? Huh? No. What's Jesus' response? Check it. Matthew 17. Check it. Matthew 17. All things are possible. Read. Maybe unless it's only the account of Matthew. Matthew 17, after transfiguration, go down. Verse what? Not because of their unbelief. The man. What's God's response to the man himself? Yes. What's yes, sir? that's not the account I'm looking for then. There should be another account in Luke or Mark. So the man said, well, he said he brought him to the disciples, he said, he said he threw him to fire. Ma? Let me know if you find it. He said, if you can do anything, that means that man he heard that Jesus does miracle, but he has not really agreed. He said, well, you are here, but I'm not sure. If you can, please do. It's Mark? Mark 9? Please, verse what for everybody? Mark 9, verse what? Mark 9, 23. Okay. So, and oftentimes, verse 22, it has cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Please, what was the words of the man of the centurion when his daughter was sick and she died? She said, speak a word and my daughter will be healed. Say, I'm a man under authority, right? I mean, soldiers, I said, you go, you don't speak. But this one, Jesus was there. What is he saying? If you can. So who determines what Jesus will do? The man. So also, in profiting from the word, who determines what I get from the word? I do. So see the next verse. This verse always, I like, back to Mark 4:25. Mark 4:25. For he that hath, please focus. We are not even halfway yet, so just relax your mind. For he that hath, to him shall be given. And he that hath not, what will happen? From him shall be taken even that which he has. So let me explain. So he said, in giving attention to God's word, you will become better. He said, he that hath what? He that hath proper hearing. Into man born on that. Are you with me? What is he? What are you to have? A good hearing. So whoever have good hearing, not hearing go. Or who can help him to reconstruct that? Anybody that hears well, okay, will become better. But he that hath not, see the way I put it in my notes. That means a man becomes better, I mean, when he gives attention to God's word. But in lightly esteeming God's word, that means you are hearing, but you are not hearing. Satan will help turn your indifference to rebellion. Indifference to rebellion. That's what happens. It's a game of men and Satan. So it's like when you give attention to the word, what happens? You become better. Hope you know the more, for instance, if you are told, let's go and preach, and today you are able to give yourself an excuse, right? For you not to follow. Hope you know tomorrow. It has become easier for you not to go. Yes or no? Yes. Is it not Pastor Makoje or Pastor Pupola that said that it only takes one or two to become a pattern, right? Once, I'm hungry, I cannot come to church. You have done it one day. What have you trained yourself? I can do it again. Right? Praise God. Like in one of the examples, Pastor gave, okay, Stagia is calling you. I said, while I get snooze or whatever, cut. No, you have done it once. That means you have said, hey, this is possible. Praise God. So that means anything you do, you get better in it. If you disdain God's word, that means, like you are told, this is what we are doing here. Even like in this church, for instance, once you know that our exam thing, once you start and stop, for you to start again, you don't only need Jesus. You need a lot of them. You need Melchizedek to come and say, okay, Melchizedek, please lay hands on this one for us. Praise God. That means it's easier, is it not? Okay, that's the idea. It's easier to just continue when you hear. It's easier to continue on the path placed before you as you heard. Thank you for understanding my plenty miss grammar. 2 Timothy now 3:15. So please, never seek, like seek never to be indifferent. Seek never to be on defense. Don't be on defense. I like your type of church, but the teachings are too long. These are too long. It's a setup. So to him that acts, what does he have? He has good hearing, right? More will be given to him. That means he will get better, he will comprehend more. But whoever does not have, that means he's hearing, but he's not hearing well. He's just acting indifferent. So even the things he has, it will be taken away from him. That means he will become worse. That is before, at least, it's only like in our setting here, GB is the only exam you are not doing. But later, you will not even be coming to church again. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, see, there's a battle cry of Satan against the believer. This I will get to. So, 2 Timothy 3:15 now. Say, I'm not indifferent. Say, I don't sit on the fence. I think I'll talk more on that on Sunday. 2 Timothy 3:15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. 16, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Please look at your Bible, pay attention. Verse 15 and 16, they are different. He said, from a child you have known the scripture. Scripture are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. That is to be grammar. 16, now the graphe, the book. The book is given by the inspiration of God. So we have two inspiration in that place. One in verse 15, that means people wrote about salvation. 16, God told somebody else to put them together. Everything they wrote, put it together. That means, in fact, 15, I prefer to say it this way, that people spoke about salvation in Christ. 16, God now told someone else, like the scribes, please, this is they are saying, write it down. Document it. So they are inspired for salvation and they are inspired for documentation. They are inspired for salvation and they are also inspired to document their discovery of salvation. Document it. All the journey of Abraham, don't worry, just write it down. That means Abraham was trying to know God. He was going from one place to another. Then later, years later, God inspired Moses. That what? Everything Abraham went through, write it down. Are you with me? Praise God. So for documentation, the whole book of Genesis, who was inspired for his documentation? Moses, right? But inside that book, people were inspired in different ages. Noah was inspired to build an ark, right? Enoch was inspired that he was taken off alive, right? Abraham was inspired towards Christ, his resurrection. You see Jacob, you see Isaac, you see Joseph. So different people seen God's salvation. But there is also another inspiration to document everything that those men went through. Praise God. Without that documentation, Christianity will be wherever you see, wherever you take. That means my own church today will not be the Ark of Noah ministry. Amen. Sister Eunice, we have our own church called the Sons of Jehoshaphat ministry. Sorry, you, daughters of Jehoshaphat, you have Sons of Issachar. That's you and Ojut ministries. RT, we have, what's the name of that guy that designed all the robe of Aaron in Exodus? Beelzebub, something like that. Beltazar, something. What? I don't know the name. I don't know why do you know that one? You don't know Jesus, you know that one. So people will just be having different, but
God now told somebody, write down these things. Why? By the time you are seeing same Christ, different events, then you will step back. Okay, there is something I'm not seeing here. Then you'll be able to now draw what you call insert the line of intercession. Intercession. Okay, what is common across all these ages? When you don't listen in school, is that my business? I've explained that in this church before. A union B, we also have A intercession, B intercession, C prime. Amen.
God bless you. Call to bus. Don't know anything that I'm doing to hugging you up and down.
Have you heard of Engineer Obasanjo before? Huh? Engineer Obasanjo?
Yeah, yeah, lawyer, can I? I like him, sure. Yeah, it takes serious determination. So, verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So, back to Genesis, please. Genesis 1, verse 1 now. Well done. Genesis 1, verse 1. I have two sermons I'm taking today. I'm seeing first part. Amen. I'm looking for pastor now.
Anu, it's like today you left your spirit somewhere. I put a picture on sales update. I think she's the only one that saw it also. Oh, pastor is back. I didn't say I'm not back. I said it's an old picture.
I said, oh, but that means you are not coming today.
No, that's wrong Bible interpretation.
I mean, do you understand what happened? I just put a picture of me where me and Captain. So she thought, oh, I just got home, I snapped. And all I said is that it's not, it's an old picture. And you say, oh, that means you are not coming again. Oh. And you know how she usually cries for people. And what's that for? Awesome. So anytime if you are tricked, you can untrick yourself. I'm not a tricker, whatever. Trickster. Awesome. Yeah. Because you are one. So Genesis 1 verse 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, right? Okay, so now when John will be rewriting this in John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Now back to again Genesis 1 verse 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. But John is saying, what was in the beginning with God was the Word. So that means the Word, we talk about the relationship of heaven and earth. Write that down. Again, okay, let me do that interpretation for you again. Genesis said, in the beginning, God created what? Heaven and earth. But John said, in the beginning was the Word, right? So what will the Word be? The Word will be that relationship, the synergy, the union of God and man, heaven and earth. Heaven and earth. Remember when we did heaven in Inside Genesis series, maybe 3, we looked at everything and we had to say that, okay, heaven is always used for what? God's will. Remember? Huh? So right now, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. That means from the beginning, God's intention is that what? Man and God will be united in Christ. Thank you. So, this is why we say Jesus is the theology of God. Now, start paying much more attention. Jesus is the theology of God. Or, the understanding of God is in Christ. Because he's saying in the beginning, God, what does God do? He merged heaven and earth. Where will I find God working? In the merging of heaven and earth together. And John said, that is the Word. Thank you. So, the understanding of God is in Christ. Or you can say it this way, Christology is theology. Christology is theology. And please, anytime I mention Christ for you, Christ, same thing. Jesus Christ, same thing. Of course, I've given you the difference last time. Christ has prophesied, right? Jesus is personality. Okay, thank you. So, but anytime you hear, oh, Jesus, anytime we say that the whole Bible is about Jesus, we are not saying the whole Bible is about the person of Jesus. When we mention Jesus, we are also talking about the events around him, his activities, the advents, the things he did, the things he went through for man. Try and write down anyone you can remember. So the things he went through, the sufferings of Christ and his glory, his experiences define him as well as his personality. His experiences defines him as well as his personality. His experiences, the things he went through. Now, from where I am right now, I cannot stop today until we finish this. So, showing you that who God is known by the event in Christ. The event in Christ is suffering and his glory. Who God is known by the event in Christ. The first thing we saw God do, again, is to match heaven and earth. John calls that the world. Verse 14 of John 1 now said the world was made flesh. So, God. How do I say this? God is not describable. I didn't think that grammar is correct, but just write it. He is not knowable outside Christ. He is not knowable, describable outside Christ. Now, what happened? Okay, I'm speeding up. Well done. Now, what happened? Okay, it's not that Moses told us something about God. Then Jesus now came to tell us more. Or Jesus now came to tell us the full package. Or Jesus now came to demonstrate for us everything. No. What Moses saw Christ ahead of time. In fact, prophecy can be redefined as God taking mastery over time. As God proving supremacy over time. Are you with me? If God cannot control time, people will not be justified by Christ before Christ. Amen? Amen? Why will Abel be justified? The blood of Abel that speaks better things. When there is no Christ in Genesis chapter 4. Because God, amen, has power, authority over time. Okay. Sorry. That's a bit too fast. Go back to Genesis 1, 26. So, Moses saw, see what happened though? Moses, let me see which page am I? Okay, I'm not escaping today. I'm finishing. Okay. Moses saw Jesus ahead of time as the description of God. Let me say it again. Moses saw Jesus ahead of time as the description of God. Okay, Genesis 1:26. Pastor, are you still going home tonight? Okay, awesome. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. You see that as the intention of God? Let us make man in our image. That's serious. Okay. God said, see, are you with me? Let us what? Make man. Whose image? that, just don't allow that hour to confuse you. Leave that hour. We analyze that Elohim things later. Let us make man in whose image? So that means, okay, I will make man in whose image again? So what is God's image? Is God's image spirit? I want to make man, see, but in what? My image. That means God's image will be spirit, soul, and body. Because man is what? Spirit, soul, and body. Are you with me? Okay, sorry. Well done. Well done. God said, let us make man. Okay, if Paracletos says, I want to make my father, Bro Jude, in my image, in his image. That means, Bro Jude, he will do something. One, right? Two, right? Three, right? What else? Lose weight. Ah, Jesus, no. That means, there is a template. I simply want to make man in this template. So, who was Moses describing? A spiritual God or Jesus? Well done. Well done. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, oh.
Amen.
Amen. You know, you know, Jesus said, no man has seen God at any time. What is the meaning of no man? No man, right? So, how is it possible for Moses to write about God? Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it. He was glad. Is it only Abraham? No. Moses too, what did he do? He saw his day. Okay? So, he said, man, see Colossians 1. Okay? Let's read by scripture. Let me not stay in Genesis to explain that to you. See Colossians 1, for instance. Please ensure your neighbor is opening his Bible. Pastor Joy has drilled that to you heavily. Heavily. Colossians 1. Okay. In verse 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness. Or let me see, sorry, from verse 13. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood. In who? In Christ, right? Even the forgiveness of sin. Verse 15. Who is the image of the, which type of God?
Invisible.
Say invisible.
Invisible.
When we say invisible God, does that mean something that is invisible? Can you see it in the vision? Hello? Can you see a vision of something that is invisible? So if Moses saw something, what could he have seen? The image of that invisible God. Praise God. Amen, amen. Okay. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? Now, see verse 16. So, by him were all things created. Oh. So, all the God said that you are seeing in Genesis 1. Whose experience is Moses describing? Christ. Break time, Abby. Say, Pastor, we are poor peace. We need break time. What about two chewing gum? Amen, amen. Is that, are you following me? Okay. Let me go back to Genesis. So, is the image of, the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Now, you know, said, whether things on earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, all things were created by him and for him. Verse 17. And is what? Before. Oh. Is what? Before. When he's saying he is before all things, who is he quoting? He is quoting Genesis 1. In the beginning, God. He is before all things. Okay. And he is the head of the body, the
church who is the beginning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you seeing this? Okay, let me read from 17 again. Look at your Bible, I beg of you. And he is before all things, and by him all things what? Consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the... So, who is the subject matter of Genesis 1? Invisible God or Jesus? But Jesus ahead of time. That's the point. Ahead of time. I'm not saying Jesus appeared to, he was doing something. No. I told you that God has supremacy over time. That's his power. Now, that's power. Are you with me? That's power. More than what Thanos have. That's power. Okay. Thank you. Now, see verse 19. Now, these are all these times. No, we are going to have an awesome today, tomorrow, Saturday, Friday. Our video will be 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock. We're going to pray 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Then you go and sleep. Come on, South. Sorry, I have an exam on South. Let me see your hands. Pastor John. You told me of only Pastor Oche? Huh? Only Pastor Oche? And who else?
Rejoice.
Rejoice. Ah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So you're going to have a day of the Lord on Saturday. Praise God. We have not had that for a long time. So, because next week is will be what? Free. So this is my week. It's our week. Amen, amen. Because next week is your week. Amen. Praise God. Do you get me, trainers? Don't get it. Don't worry. You'll get it. Just come tomorrow. Yeah, we'll continue tomorrow. Okay, so back to Genesis 1. Sorry, help me. So to verse 26 now. So God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion. 27. So God created man in his own image. So what I'm asking now is that God there will be the activities we find in Christ. Are you with me? I'm not saying God is an activity, I beg you. I'm saying what Moses is describing here is the activities in Christ. Because let me ask you a simple question. Brian Manuel, how did God create man in his image? Finally. Say, explain. Just expand it. Sit down. Don't stand up. Yes? Before faith in Christ Jesus, what will happen to the Christ Jesus? Is it just death? Where will he come from before he died? There will be an incarnation, right? There will be a death. There will be a burial. There will be a resurrection. Then what? Preaching, right? Then there will be a receiving. Are you with me? So, God wants to make man in his own image. Who do we see walking? God wants to make man in his own image. Who do we see walking?
Christ.
Jesus, right? Okay? So, that means Moses is describing what Jesus will do. That's what I'm saying. It's not that we know God before, again, and when Jesus came, this really helped you to know a lot. Just that you guys, the way you're looking, do you want me to finish today? I'll finish. This really helped you a lot with Bible interpretation. You will know, because at times when you see God as actor, like invisible God, God did this, you will ask yourself, I have learned that God does not do anything outside Christ. So therefore, if we just said Uzzah died, what is behind the scene? What is there that I'm not seeing? Because God is not only invisible. In fact, invisible God will not kill you. He doesn't have time. And we didn't see Jesus do anything. So what is in the activities of Christ that kills a man? We see it. Are you with me? Praise God. So, I'm saying, anywhere you are seeing God did something in the Old Testament, somebody is writing about a story in Christ. Why? God is invisible. Are you still not getting that? God is invisible. Sorry, yeah. I know you're not God. I'm sorry. I'm just beating you. So, let's see a few things before I pack this first session. Genesis 2 verse 1. me ask you again. Are you in the image of an unseen God or you are in the image of Christ? Just pay attention. Follow me. See Genesis 2 verse 1. Oh, remember that that joke I play in the middle of the night of who should I kill? One is on white, one is on blue. The one on blue... like I've watched that thing like over to be candid. God forgive my sin, over 25 times. I said, how is, and that is just the attitude of lords. You don't hear very well. Hope you know if you leave church right now, what have you heard? Ah, there's no God, we only have with Jesus. And also that's why teachers too. Ensure you talk. Don't break your word to some words. Say the one on blue and you stop. No, say it. you should understand what I'm trying to say. Okay, Genesis 2 verse 1. So don't break teachings. Don't miss things like this. Don't you just go up. Oh, let me not go to Sunday sermon. Genesis 2 verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. That talks about a lot of things. Angels, a lot were there. See verse 2. And on the seventh day, God ended what? God ended his... So as I see God ended his works, what will I be seeing? Christ rose from the dead. Should this be understanding Genesis or... Okay. now Jesus is on a class of his own. I have to say this before we even get to that one. So, God rested from his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his works he has made. And verse 3, let's read verse 3, want to go, yes? And God blessed what? The seventh. What did God sanctify? The seventh day, and sanctify it because that in it he had rested from all his works which God created and made. Please, where is God's blessing? Not just Christ, so where is God's blessing? If I am healed, if I came to a crusade, I am healed by the power of God. Have I received what is called God's blessing? No. Hallelujah. Where is God's blessing located? Not just salvation, in the resurrection, on the day of rest. Praise God. Ephesians 1:3, blessed be God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Heavenly places, resurrection. Heavenly, talking about that exaltation is risen. So when he's saying God bless the seventh day, he's saying you will only find me, hallelujah, you will only find my justification, you will only find my blessedness, you will only find my approval on what day? So this was Paul was now saying, is this 1 Corinthians 7? He said, no, it was 2 Corinthians 7. Now is the acceptable day, now is the day of salvation. The day of Christ's resurrection. That event. Okay? I'm coming there gradually. So, that is Christ. You remember? Okay, for example, this one is used seventh day. These are prophets speaking. Daniel will use which language? 70 weeks. Hello? 70 weeks. That's Daniel 9:27. Okay? Was determined upon your people to put an end to sin, to anoint the most holy, to bring in everlasting righteousness. Awesome. Just coming back to that prophecy. So, the work is the suffering of Christ. The rest is the glory that follows. Write that down. The work is the suffering of Christ. The rest is the glory that follows. The work is the suffering of Christ. The rest is the glory that follows. When we say God is working, that is the suffering of Christ. God has rested. I saw the glory that followed the suffering of Christ. Are you with me? Verse 9. And out of the ground, God made the Lord God to grow every tree that is planted to the side, good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. You come to John 1 verse 4. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. John 1 verse 4. Let's read. Yes. Again. Again. Okay, John 3 verse 16, 17. John 3, please open. Yes, 16, 17. Let's read. You want to go? Yes. Believe in him, should have what? Say life. And yes, keep reading. Into the world to condemn the world. Next verse, yes. Okay. From what you have read, what is the tree of knowledge of good and evil? You have seen the tree of life, right? What is the opposite of life where you have seen? Find it. We have two trees. Spokes of two trees. Tree of life, tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The tree of life, we saw it as everlasting life. And how a man gets it is he believes the gospel, right? Okay, so the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, how did John explain that to us? And how do you get there? Praise God. So what is Moses writing about? Trees on an event in Christ. Thank you. So that means what you are seeing here is talking about the choice of man. Man will have to choose. Man will have to make a choice. Let me jump to verse 16. 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely eat. Hallelujah. Wow, that's serious. Serious, that's serious. Of every tree of the garden, you can freely eat. But next verse, yes. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Okay, sorry. What can you see? Who can describe that word in English in the prose form for me? What you just see right now? But somehow you should be able to help with that. Yes? Try what we just read. Describe it in the prose. Okay. In poetry. What just happened? He said, of every tree, you can what? Freely eat. But who talks like that in the Bible? Oh, who talks like that? Huh? Who talks like that in the Bible? Matthew 12. What can you see there? I think there's a figure of speech that describes it. That is like a liberty before restriction. He first said, of every tree, what should happen? Freely eat. Boss this. See Matthew 12. Are you with me? Verse. Oh, Jesus. 32. Okay, 31. 31. Are you there? Again, don't forget, there is liberty, right? Then there is a restriction. Matthew 12, 31. Want to go? Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be. What's that? Liberty, right? Are you with me? Keep reading, yes? Blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be restriction. Are you with me? That means he said, oh, in Christ, so much blessings, so much liberty, but there is a no-go area. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, and that no-go area, again, okay, Matthew 12 describes it as sinning against the Holy Ghost. Okay. Genesis describes it as the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And John 3 describes it as what? Unbelief. Did you get what I just did? Amen, amen. Okay, stop the live stream. I give you 5 minutes. Go through your notes. Ease yourself. I'll continue.